Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hey, thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. For many, summer is the Northwoods. Rhinelander is kind of the entry into the Northwoods, and Lauren Sackett is the CEO of the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. Lauren, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for chatting with me today.
All right, let's get into this because life in the Northwoods is so good this time of year, and live music is a big part of that. Let's start with the weekly concerts you guys have going on up there.
Yes, live music is a big part of the Northwoods, and Rhinelander has certainly grown in that scene over the last few years. So what we have this summer, starting June 2nd, every single Tuesday into September, we have weekly concerts at our Hodegg Park Amphitheater. And so it's two different groups that are running it every single Tuesday, but a great opportunity to listen to live music with that beautiful backdrop of Boom Lake right in Hodegg Park. And a new fun addition, while you're there, kids can play over on our brand new splash pad as well.
Oh, that's really cool. Is it a variety of different kinds of music? What can people expect?
Yes, huge variety, anywhere from, you know, cover bands to we've had bluegrass to even classical music. So it'll be something different every single week.
I love that. And the Hodegg Country Music Festival is coming up in July. Tell us about that.
Yes, it is a big deal up here in Rhinelander. It's the 48th annual Hodegg Country Music Festival. And so it's a really big multiple-day festival, music Thursday through Sunday, June 9th through the 12th. But you can actually camp out on the grounds the whole week leading up to it. But a lot of different music options, you know, ranging from those big-name country music. We got, like, this year's lineup includes Russell Dickerson, Leanne Rimes, Nate Smith.
Wow.
Just even some local country music artists as well. So it's a really great variety of country music at Hodegg.
And this is exciting, a Northwoods benefit concert that's new. Tell us about the benefit concert.
Yes, it's a brand new concert being held at Hodegg Park. It's a ticketed event, July 25th, but we have a couple of country music singers, David Nail and Thompson Square, that'll be headlining. But the main thing with this benefit concert is that all of the funds are going towards supporting the James Beck Cancer Center, a lot of different things related to adult cancer survivors and those in need of help while they're on their cancer journey. So it's a really great thing to support as well as a good time with the live music.
I love that. And local bars and restaurants are big into the music scene too, right?
Oh my gosh, weekly you will be able to go to a bunch of different places, whether it's downtown or at some of the, you know, surrounding lake properties, a lot of different options for live music. So it's really, if you are a music lover, plan your trip up here.
I love the sound of that. And speaking of the water, it's such a big part of the Northwoods during the summer. Let's get out on the water. Paddling, fishing, boating, can you walk us through this stuff?
Definitely. So within a few mile radius of Rhinelander, we have 232 named bodies of water.
Wow.
So a lot of different lakes and rivers. You know, the Wisconsin River cuts right through town. So if you are a paddler, you know, kayaking, canoeing down the river, we have a few different routes we can kind of send you on. Fishing, you know, tons of public boat launches in different areas that you can fish, anywhere from, you know, our smaller lakes to, like, the Boom Lake chain. So a big variety. And we have, you know, the typical panfish, walleye, northern muskie, you know, it spreads the gamut of the different types of fish that you can catch here in the Northwoods. And boating, like, there is nothing bad about spending a day just hanging out on the lake. You know, the weather's been great to get out and spend a day on the water. So
can you rent a boat?
Yes, definitely. We have Schroeder's RV and Marine here in town that does pontoon and fishing boat rentals, among other things as well, ATV, UTV rentals, snowmobile rentals in the winter. So a lot of options, as well as Mel's Trading Post in downtown. They have kayak and canoe rentals. So if you don't have, you know, something to get out on the water in, you can definitely find a place to rent one.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. What if you're looking for that quintessential northern place to stay, a cabin or a resort?
Definitely. If you head to Rhinelander-resorts.com, There are a lot of those family-owned and operated resort properties that, you know, they have generations upon generations of family coming to stay year after year. And it ranges from properties that maybe have one or two cabins to the larger properties that might have 12 or 15 cabins. So depending on what you're looking for, there's a lot of different options. Some of them have a restaurant. Some of them have, you know, a nice swimming beach. So many different options depending on what you're looking for. But that Rhinelander-Resorts.com, there's a whole directory there where you can pick your property.
To plan your entire trip, go to ExploreRhinelander.com. It's a great website.
Yes.
Lauren Sackett is the CEO of the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center. Thank you so much, Lauren.
It was so great to talk to you.
All right. We stay with the summer theme up next, our conversation with the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers.